Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Thanks for choosing this free Anfield Index podcast. If you'd prefer to listen to this or any of our other shows without adverts, then now's the time to check out Anfield Index Pro. With AI Pro, you can supercharge your entire listening experience. You'll not only get all of our podcasts without the ads, but you'll have them far faster with our quick publish feature available exclusively for subscribers. AI Pro also puts you in the heart of our sound studio, with an option to listen to many of our shows live and interact with the podcasters in real time as the shows are recording. Upgrading couldn't be easier. AI Pro is available on all popular podcast platforms, and we have our own apps for Apple and Android. Just head on over to AnfieldIndexPro.com and get started today.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you are, whatever you're doing, and welcome to an episode of Post-Conference Presser for Anfield Index. I'm your normal host, ladies and gents. Coming to you ahead of a bit of a, like the condom in my wallet that I had when I was 16, a dead rubber, as it were, with Sparta Prague being the second leg at home. We beat them 5-1, didn't we? So Jurgen Klopp's press conference was not too much about the opposition, funnily enough, but we'll go through the normal questions. We'll go through the normal answers he gave, probably some you're interested in more than others, I suspect. We'll have a look back to Manchester City and the clues we can take from that. We'll also start to talk about the possible lineup, and we won't spend too long on the Sparta threat, to be honest, this time. The reason I'm saying that, ladies and gents, is we talked about them last time. We're 5-1 up. It's a second leg, so I can't start pretending we should be terrified or anything like that. But let's get into the press conference. And a bit of a cheat, because it's Europa, isn't it? So it's not always just the manager, first of all. And this time we had Dominik Szoboszlai alongside Jurgen Klopp, which, as we know, would make your money on Dominik Szoboszlai starting this contest. So, what was he asked? He was asked a few questions, some were nonsense, to be honest, but the few that I'm really going to focus on are what he said about Endo when he was asked about him and his own form. So, he's asked about Endo, you know, how he's going on, etc. Said, I played against him for Stuttgart when we played them. He's everywhere. You feel you've passed him, and then you turn around, and he's already there. Yeah, you could tell Dominik Szoboszlai loves playing with Endo, as I think a lot of them do. We're seeing that, how important Endo's become for this team recently. I would actually say, if you just talk pure ability, not necessarily the bottom of the rankings in terms of players, that's not a dig at him per se, but what he does for the team. He has attributes that no one else does. He is really important in that regard. So it always is good to hear maybe the unsung heroes getting their praise at the same time. He was also asked about himself and, you know, how his season's gone and, you know, how he went at the start of the season, how it's going now. Interesting answer. If you think my best shape was the start of the season, it wasn't. We can be even better. It's been an interesting one for Szoboszlai, hasn't it, this season? set off like a house on fire, didn't he? It was unbelievable. I mean, we were literally seeing, I think many were talking about it, top performances, player of the year contender, you thought, if he keeps this going. And since then, there's been a bit of a lot of minutes people have talked about. It's caught up with him, injuries, that type of thing. But now, I think especially against City, he just looked unfit, didn't he? So I'm not going to put too much criticism on him for that. But it would be great to see the start of season Dominic Szoboszlai. That would be great to talk about. Then we'll get on to the main man. So Jurgen Klopp was asked a number of questions in his press conference, and you've got no doubt where we started, do you? Michael Edwards. Vinny O'Connor went straight in with that one. Understandably, there's nowhere else to go, is there? So he's asked about, you know, he spoke to Michael Edwards, you know, the relationship between the two of you. I think fair questions to ask. He said, well, we've had that conversation around squads and players. So Jurgen Klopp and Michael Edwards have spoken. I'm really happy. I said, I want to see the club in the best possible place after I left. I think it's a top solution. We had a really good talk and it's top news from the club. It is brilliant news that Michael Edwards is back. There's zero doubt about that. It's a bit more news that Jurgen Klopp's leaving, of course. Now, I would trade Jurgen Klopp for Michael Edwards in a heartbeat, just to be crystal clear on that. But Jurgen Klopp's decision is final. We understand the reasons. So we prepare for the future. And Michael Edwards is a brilliant, it's an absolute masterstroke from FSG, what they've done. What they've given him to get it is brilliant. What they've conceded, but the impact they know he will have is absolutely massive. So it is brilliant news. The key thing about the relationship, I mean, people talk about this. I don't think there's really too much debate, despite what people say. I think it's quite clear that Michael Edwards left Liverpool in part, at least in part, people say completely, but, you know, new challenges and all that, but largely in part to Jurgen Klopp and his growing influence. And I hate when people talk about a power struggle, because I think that's sometimes sensationalized nonsense, but there is an element there. I think they were battling, weren't they? You have to say that. And it led to what it led to. However, we are where we are today, and it is great news. He was also asked, and Michael Edwards was trying for Saint Regis to stay, and he had a big smile on his face. And I love the way Jurgen answers these at times. No, and that's very important for his role. He's not dumb. That was not a subject to talk about. Can you imagine if I changed my mind? Of course not. I cannot say what I said and then do that. After I said never another club in England, then signed for our neighbours or whatever, I don't say things like that without thinking before. For me, it's the best club in the world, and I leave it anyway. I just want the club to do as good as somehow possible. I mean, let's be clear. Michael Edwards is probably not coming back if Jurgen Klopp is staying. So that's never going to be on the agenda. I also, you know, liked it in what he said there, because they're both intelligent people. They both know the situation. Jurgen Klopp's been honest in regards to the reason. So here we are today. He was also asked about the lineup, and I'll jump to this a bit earlier in the sense of the clues he gave. He said, I couldn't tell you what I do. After this and everything today, I get to the training ground, and in these times you wait until the last second because everyone tells you he's got a niggle here and a problem there, and he made it an extra day. We had that yesterday with a few who needed the day off. Then I make the decision with that lineup, the idea to have the best legs for that game. We have to ignore the result, but not the performance. They had massive chances and caused us massive problems. Queeve had to make a number of outstanding saves. I think that's a fair assessment. As much as it was 5-1, probably doesn't tell the full story. They did play it in early, wanted to get behind us, caused us a lot of problems that way early doors. And Queeve did have to make a number of saves. You cannot pretend that at all. I'd like to honesty. The result, I'm not sure anyone really cares that much. I know people say momentum and all that, but it's just play it, don't get injuries. That's what we're hoping for. It's the performance. You hope to see players shining and also wanting to force their way into that United lineup or into that picture. That's what you're looking for, realistically. He was also asked about Joe Gomez and said, I couldn't be happier for Joey. Super, super important. He's played an incredible amount of games for us. He's had some injuries, then in and out of the team, but he's always important to us. But this season is the most consistent he's played, especially because of different position. In fact, he's played the least amount of games at centre-half, and that's helped develop his game massively. If you said a six or an inverted right-back, I don't know if I'd said yes to that at the start of the season, but that's what opportunity grows, and long may it continue. It's weird in a way, isn't it? Because no one wanted this for Joe Gomez. No one wanted to ever see Joe Gomez playing number six. No one ever wanted to see Joe Gomez playing an inverted right back. However, circumstances, necessity have dictated this. No one, if they're honest, expected Joe Gomez to be this fit. Usually he's had more injuries by this, hasn't he, at this time? Especially if he's playing this much, which didn't happen last season for obvious reasons. Let's be clear on that. He was pretty terrible at times last season, but he's been great this season. In fact, in last game, he forced Andy Robbo, they say the third choice captain, if you want to call it that, but a member of the leadership group, onto the bench. So yeah, it's great that Joe Gomez is getting recognition and his flowers, as it were. And the final question was asked about Mo, his building up, you know, playing 90 minutes. He said, possibly you can play longer, but there's the games and it depends how it is. In this game, we could have looked at changing at halftime, but that wasn't necessary, meaning the City game. Yeah, he's ready, he's top fit, everything is good now. I think that's important. He was asked about Mo. You could tell he wasn't happy at full-time, was at the ground. And it's not because of just the result. Mo Salah wants to play. That's the person he is every minute of every game. He thinks he should be. And, you know, fitness, whatever. We know how Mo Salah thinks. He's an absolute stone-cold killer of a player. So, yeah, we'll come on to that and the lineup shortly. As we do, we look to the last game and what were the clues, who's played their way in and out. I mean, what a game that was, eh? The 1-1 against City, the McAllister penalty, the incidents, the chances missed, all those types of things. I mean, spoke about this game at length, various pods. The honest thoughts, still a bit of everything. Proud of the performance with the players missing, proud of the heart we showed, proud how we dominated them second half. Gutted that we missed our chances, especially Luis Diaz, everything but the goal from him. Gutted that I felt we let City off the hook. That's what it is. Gutted as I felt that if you win, we were red hot title favourites. We were 4 points clear of City. And you'd be thinking, wow, especially with Arsenal and City to play each other. But it's not to be, is it? We are where we are right now. Playing their way in and out, we talk about that. I think it was interesting. A lot of players were brilliant and have put themselves right in that conversation for the United game on Sunday, which is bigger than this by a mile, isn't it? I know it's another cup game. People will debate that, but it will be strongest possible lineup, you feel, for that one. I think what was telling is Szoboszlai needs fitness. Talking about playing the way in and out. So he struggled because of that. It was the only real option there. I don't think you can be starting Bobby Clark and people like that against City. I'm sorry, it has to be senior players. Salah needs fitness, but, you know, showed enough in the time he came on that way. And then the other one to say, there's a bit of a Robbo surprise, wasn't he? Played their way out, maybe from the first leg. Robbo, I know people are talking, and I get it, seemed premeditated, played the full game, but he's just not been playing well recently, Andy Robertson. I think that is important and fair to say. And I can make the argument Joe Gomez played on a form basis at left back against City. So, yeah, playing their way in and out. He did well when he came on. An experienced player. Part of the leadership group. Probably not too happy to not be in the starting lineup, but that goes into it. I know last time we talked about Sparta threats. I mean, I'm not really going to go into this. We know their style. They look to ping it behind, push up quick, try and cause us problems, as they did behind the fullbacks, especially. Last game, we did need Queeve to make a few saves. They've got nothing to lose, though, as well, haven't they? I know people say for a pure result in the game isn't that important, but in this, what have they got to lose? They're coming for the Anfield atmosphere, that experience. They'll know that. They're already out the tie. They'll also be thinking, like, it'd be great to get a goal for our fans, all that type of thing. So there are threats. Lineup-wise, if I had my way, we'd be sending as many kids as possible. I think there'll be a bit of a mix, and the reason for that, it's about rhythm for certain players, helping them to get ready and prepared. So I think Kelleher will be in nets. I think five subs are going to be used, just to be crystal clear. Five subs are going to be used. In the back line, I think it will be Connor Bradley and Andy Robertson at fullback. I genuinely do. I think in the middle of defence, it will be Jarrell Kwanzaa and Joe Gomez. Now, he's only got three fit centre-halves for this, hasn't he? Kwanzaa, Gomez, and VVD, the captain. I think VVD starts on the bench. You don't risk anything. You might bring him on for a little bit, possibly, you know, just to keep getting ready if you want, or keep him ticking for United. But Bradley right back, Robbo left back, Kwanzaa and Gomez in the middle. Kids and Szoboszlai. Szoboszlai did the press conference and said, I think he'll start. I would have started him anyway. I think he needs the minutes ahead of Saturday. So Szoboszlai starts. Bobby Clark, James McConnell to play. More than capable of playing in a game like this as well. They've proved that. The forward lineup. Now, I'm kind of hopeful of this a little bit, and maybe someone's just because of that bad is in there. Salah will start for me. He'll want the minutes. He needs the minutes to get ready as well. And also, we know he's out for the international break in the sense of Egypt have granted that request. So he'll play on the right. Jadon Dans in the middle. Cody Gakpo on the left. Jadon Dans has looked brilliant when he's called upon. It's just a shame it came out that he had the concussion, didn't he, from the Forest game. However, that is not far off 2 weeks ago. It wasn't last weekend, which City was the weekend before, wasn't it? So you'd hope that all checks, whatever you want to call them, they're clear, that he's ready to go. So I'd love to see Jadon Dans in the middle for this one. I really would. Cody Gakpo. Struggling big time, Cody, at the moment. Almost a bit of an empty shirt. It was clear why he was on the bench. And that's partly to do with the performance of Nunes, Diaz. But if you look, even Harvey Elliott was brilliant when he was there against City. That he's a real danger. It just feels like such a key moment in his Liverpool career, Cody Gakpo. You'd argue it's fifth choice. I don't even know now if he's sixth choice. I think Jadon, just on pure form right now, Jadon Dans is even threatening. I know that sounds crazy because he's a kid, but it would have been fascinating to know. We never will. If Jadon Dans had been fit, would he have got minutes possibly against City? We'll never know. And people dismiss that because of City, but played the Carabao, didn't he? Look at how he's done in the cups. You know, it's possible. Cody Gakpo feels like he needs a goal badly to get him back on track. I'd also suggest that if this trajectory, the negative trajectory Cody Gakpo is on, continues, you might call it super harsh, people are entitled to an opinion, you then start asking questions, I think, about long-term Liverpool future. And people will get, and I get this, great fourth, fifth choice option, whatever you want to call him, but it's not happening for Cody, and he looks to be struggling. He looks desperately short of confidence. Something needs to change and fast forward. So that's my starting lineup. I think you're going to see five subs. I mean, you think of a bench you can have. You've got Elliot, Diaz, Nunes, Endo, Simikas, BVD. So five out of six of them can be subs. You can manage the minutes how you want. You should not apply a single bit of a risk to this. And obviously, we still got the training photos, etc. to come out. I would like, after their exploits recently, McAllister and Diaz to just get the night off. I mean that. Alexis McAllister. He's in world-class form at the moment. You know, he's our most important midfielder, arguably, if not our most important player, everything he's doing. He's so central. I'd love him to get the night off from this one. Luis Diaz, I mean, everything but the goal. And yes, he missed a couple of great chances, some decent ones. There's no excuse for him not having a goal. I get that. But he was unbelievable in everything else he did against City. Run Kyle Walker and that side ragged. Important, in great form, I get that, but you want that for Old Trafford, don't you? I want it fully refreshed, ready to go. And I don't know who will be playing right back, maybe Wan-Bissaka possibly for them, I'm not really that invested, but ready to terrorise their right-hand side. So I'd love to see Maka and Diaz just giving the night off completely. Would have liked it for VVD, but I think Bradley will come off, Gomez will move to right back, and BVD will come just to sort of rest players and get them ready. That is my honest thoughts. Could be wrong. Could be more kids. Wouldn't be surprised to see Lewis Kumas in there. Kate Gordon, fully understandable as well. However, no risk. I know which contradicts with getting players ready. Jurgen Klopp has got to strike that balance for United, hasn't he? So it will be fascinating to see. Which only leaves the score and scorer. So I'm going to go 3-1. I love Cody Gakpo in one way. Seems a great guy, but he's struggling badly. He needs a goal. I'd like to see it. And also, it's great to have all five forwards fighting for it, as we said before, isn't it? Rather than people are being left out by default because they're in terrible form. Even if the others are good, you want to have options. That's what it's about. So 3-1, Cody Gakpo. We'll have to see. Again, it feels like a bit of a dead rubber. I get the big one is coming on Sunday, but there is a game to play. It is Liverpool in Europe. It is Anfield under the lights. And Jurgen Klopp will not just be dismissing this. And that, ladies and gents, was another post-conference presser at Anfield Index.
We hope you enjoyed listening to this Anfield Index show. Please be sure to subscribe to our channel so future podcasts find their way to your device automatically. There's nothing quite like fan engagement, and we'd love to know what you think of anything discussed on this show. The best way to get in touch is over on our free Discord community, where both podcasters and listeners debate the hottest LFC topics 24/7. Sign up free now at anfieldindex.com/discord. You won't regret it. You can also follow us on Twitter at Anfield Index and find us on Facebook by searching for Anfield Index. Oh, and before you go, we'd love it if you could leave us a 5-star review on your favourite podcast app. It only takes a couple of seconds, and it means the world to the people who create these free shows. Sports Social Podcast Network.